It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. I'm having my tacos when the show's over. Yeah. River Dog Grill, good tacos. And this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Let's give you a little bit of weather for our area. Yeah, you went outside today and went, what the heck is this stuff on the ground? It's wet. Yeah. Well, and it's going to, you've got 10, let's see here, 2 to 8% chance of rain until about 3 o'clock today. So you might see some sprinkles here and there. Then tomorrow we're going to be 75, and the W will be back again tomorrow. But then it goes away. We're 75 on Thursday with no wind. Friday a little cooler, 68. But then Saturday for the Kiwanis Kids Expo, 79 and sunny, which is just what I've ordered. So it's going to work out. I've talked to the city manager. I've talked to the county manager. And I've prayed. So all of them are working together here. So we're going to have nice weather for the Expo. Sports, a lot going on. Tonight we have the Phoenix Suns take on the Miami Heat at 5 o'clock. And then the Arizona Coyotes take on the Colorado Avalanche at 7 p.m. Let's see, tomorrow we have the Suns and the Magic. No games on Thursday. Friday we get back onto the court with the Suns and the Toronto Raptors at 4:30. The Coyotes and the Sharks at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, four games for basketball from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, four more games, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday, two more games, 4 to 9. And Tuesday, round 8, 4 to 8, 4 to 9. So a lot going on KNTR Sports, 100.5 and 94.3. Wherever you're at, it's a little different, so you have to play with the dial. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, TWN Communications, and of course they're partnering with MEC to bring you fiber-based internet. And then fiber-based technology ensures you have faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. That's my favorite sentence of the whole year. Yeah, that's better than stimulus money, if you ask me. And you pre-register, you go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you can call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets to Risen Star for a day, a week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem now. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star, so give them a call, 754-3006. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, well, you want to talk to Chad Hansen, because that guy, he finds it for you. You're looking for a vacation home, you're looking for maybe a remodel, or you want to add on, or you want a pool in the backyard or something. You need some extra money to pay bills and something. You want to take a loan on your house. Well, you call Chad Hansen. This guy started doing mortgages with crayons. That's when he started writing a mortgage, yeah. No, actually, couldn't find a pencil. So he's got a lot of experience. Give him a call. Let him find the money you want at the best rate possible. That's what he does. 288-2691, 288-2691. And now, did I mention? I don't think I did. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Barron Services. There we go. Now, for the first time in her brand new job in the studio, Kim Cool. Hi.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I'm better than you. I'm not talking like I'm, you know, a real man. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing
you are?
Okay. Got
okay.
a little bit of a cold, but
fighting it
that's
off.
All it is, yeah.
That's good. That's good. How's the new job?
The new job is amazing. And I want to thank you for affording me this opportunity to come and speak with you today.
Oh.
Because I haven't been able to get out into the public. So people probably really don't even realize all the things that we have going on at the new senior campus.
You are my first guest in 2 years that I've had to find a replacement for you at your work so you could come on my show.
I know.
I had to call Jeff Tipton and say, can you get someone to go sit for Kim so she can come on the radio?
I know. We're yeah. so busy there.
I've never had to do that before.
And it's amazing that we have so many things going on, and I love the interaction that we're getting every time seniors come into the building because they're so happy to get out again.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been in this funk for
right.
a year.
A year, yeah.
I've now been at the senior campus, which we're in one building right now because the nutrition center is undergoing a huge remodel. But we're looking probably mid-May to the end of May, having our grand opening, grand reopening for the Nutrition Center, and that's going to be our big debut, I think, where everyone can see both buildings in
And then
motion.
You're going to be bouncing back and forth between two buildings. You're going to have to get roller skates again.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. The extra exercise. I'll get lots of steps.
I see they took the fence down around that building,
yes.
so they're starting to make some progress, and
yes.
I can imagine what it looks like inside.
You aren't going to believe what it looks like inside.
Because that was an old Mojave County building that they
Correct.
Built a long time ago, and about 10 years ago or so, or 8 years, 9 years, somewhere in there, they donated it to the city. And now the city's finally said, okay, now it's time to refresh it up and mm-hmm. make it look good. And
the nice part is it was all done with grant money. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always perfect.
People like to hear that.
You don't touch the city budget. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Our taxes don't go up.
Yeah, but the it's very chic, very modern looking. I think our seniors are going to be so impressed when they come into the new Nutrition Center and see what we've got to offer them.
How will you handle the problem when the seniors show up and say, this is so nice, I'm not going home?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me write that down.
Yeah. How do I handle the seniors that don't leave because they like it so much? Yeah.
We do. You know what? That I am experiencing some of that with just the center itself, the activity center, because people do come in and they are so happy to have the activities going on. And we have computers that they can use that weren't available before.
Okay, good.
So we've got two computers that the IT department from the city donated to us. And so they're able to get online and get their questions answered.
Oh, good.
We've registered so many people for vaccines.
Oh, good.
Which is very helpful. And I tell people, you know, if they're struggling sometimes, older adults do have technology,
yes, they do.
You know, issues. I am more than happy to do those
That's
types of
That's good to
things
know because I'm going to call you next time I'm stumped on
okay.
my computer.
Okay. And we do. We have technology tutoring. We have college
oh.
kids coming over from MCC, and they are doing one-on-one training for technology, just helping people with their cell phones. So many people
wow.
come in with little issues. I don't know how to get my voicemail. I don't know how to set up my voicemail.
Yeah.
I don't know how to this or that or computer issues. Then we put them on the computer that we have there. Those are great training things. We just have a plethora. This community, Bullhead City has always been a very generous community.
Right.
And they have been so open to helping me just in my cries out to Facebook, help, we're going to try to
Good.
Put on some events. People have thought outside the box in ways that we can do things. I have a health organization from Phoenix who is doing virtual bingo with us. We put her
virtual
up.
Bingo.
Virtual bingo. She sends me the prizes. We put them out on the table, And we have the cards there. And then we project her, like on a, we do Google Meets. And we project her onto our TV, and she calls bingo and entertains our residents for an hour. It's really cool.
That's good. Yeah. Well, and you've brought like a calendar of stuff going on.
Yes.
So I assume that, one of your jobs is to put this all together, which is quite a bit.
Yes. That was, and that was my, forte anyways. I love putting together events. Everyone that knows me knows that I like doing events and organizing things. And so, yeah, I put out my cry to people and just anybody who comes into the building. I'm like, what do you like to do? What do you see that we're missing? What would you like to do? And all of these events are sponsored by businesses in Bullhead City. So they're doing all the work essentially for me and just keeping me in the loop to kind of help them organize them, and then we spread them out. So we do have bingo, we have tons of exercise programs, rockin' seniors.
I was just reading that.
Yeah.
Rockin' seniors, rock music.
Rock music with chair exercise. So,
okay.
And that is actually done virtually right now. We have Tai Chi. We have the Body Moves for Brain Power is a big one. They were actually working on exercise in the senior center with the nonprofit group before I started.
Okay.
And so they came back and they said, we want to continue our group. So we open up the room to them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Body Moves for Brain Power. I'm working on a quilting group. It's on the calendar. We were supposed to have a leader who unfortunately became very ill and had family members become ill. So I've just got an email this morning from the it's a quilting group in town, and they're going to come talk to me this afternoon.
Oh, good.
So hopefully that quilting group will get started. But that's the thing. Every time I want to do something, like that person shows up. You know, I'm so blessed by these people that just keep walking in the door. And we've gotten sewing machines donated. We've gotten the quilting materials donated, thread donated. It's just, it's miraculous. Lots of card games. I know seniors like their card games. So
yep.
We do several poker, hand and foot. What's the other one? There's poker, hand and foot. Oh, pinochle. Pinochle is a big one every Friday. That fills up the room.
Good. Poker card game. Is that strip poker, or you just give them some kind of...
No, we have to frown on that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. Some of these seniors could get excited about something like that, you know. So they're just playing five-card stud, seven-card, were they?
It's totally whatever they feel like for that day.
Oh, okay.
So it's just, it's kind of open poker, and right now...
No gambling.
Right. They have the poker chips, which are for fun.
Yeah.
They're playing the game. We set up two tables right now. As it grows, we'll set up more.
Oh, okay.
And they can play whatever they're feeling like doing that day. They do Texas Hold'em. They do all the different types of poker games.
Good.
So lots of things. We have classes as well. Education is important to us. We've got an essential oils class coming up. We've got a gardening group starting next month. That's one thing that's not on this month's calendar.
Okay.
But starting April 6th, we're going to start our very own gardening group. So I'm excited about that.
All right. Let's take a little break. And if callers have a question, 702-298-1063, give us a call. Kim can answer your questions. We'll be right back. Somehow I believe
we've always... Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barber shop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 27th at Ken Fovark Park, 10 o'clock till 2. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, safe, and healthy. The Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths filled with information for our Tri-State area children, youth activities, clubs, sports, associations, organizations, state and county services, hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, and churches. Free fun to be had at the Kiwanis Splash Pad, City Pool, Water Slide, and Bounce House. The Kiwanis thanks our annual community partners. The sponsorship program includes Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Ron's Tire Pros, Finley Chevy Buick GMC and Used Car Center, River Rat Motorsports, Dot Foods, Rim Country Rock and Yard, and Wickersham Insurance Agency. And media partners, Murphy Broadcasting, TV2, Radio Central, and News West.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Steve Johnson talking to you about the Kiwanis Kids Expo. That is this Saturday in Bullhead. The weather's going to clear up. It's going to be perfect. We've got almost 50 booths of vendors that predominantly provide services for children. The parents go through the booths and gather all the information. The kids can go play in the city pool for free. They can also play, of course, the splash pad's always free. We're going to have a bounce house there and a water slide. So kids can go do that while the parents go through the booths and get all the information. If you need to know more, call me, 928-201-3313. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time to review your life insurance policy? How about your auto insurance policy? How about home insurance or commercial insurance or even farm? Yeah, you know, livestock. You know, they got those insurance policies too. So call Greg Agnes or, you know, Stephanie or David, and you set up an appointment. Grab those policies in the bottom of your dresser drawer, take them with you, and they'll look at them and they'll tell you what they say and make sure you're still covered everywhere you need to be covered. Maybe you're worth more and your life insurance policy's not. So find out. Call 763-8464 to sit down with them and let them look at that, and maybe they can bundle, put a couple things together and save you some money. That'd be nice, huh? 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative reminds you there are several ways for you to pay your bill, starting with, of course, the U.S. mail. You just stick it in an envelope and mail it to them. Or you can go by the drop box on the, at the offices on Hancock Road. There's also a brand new kiosk there. Brand new. I just saw it yesterday. And you can go up to that and you can put in your number and you can put in your card and you can put your, what do I want to say, your receipt or your stub in there. And then you can put cash in or you can use a debit card. And it's very cool, very convenient. Or you can pay from home. You can pick up your debit card and call 877-371-9379 and do it over the phone. You don't have to leave your house. Or NBC, just, you know, they continue to bring us affordable power without a profit. And that's the best part. Any local questions, call 763-1100. And we're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services. And Mike is here tomorrow. He's going to tell us more. They continue to sanitize the building every single day. And Legacy, their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And we're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. We're going to talk about them in a minute. Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And now, Kim, you also, as a part of this, you do the Meals on Wheels part, right, where you deliver to some of the seniors' homes?
Correct, we do. And that is largely supported by volunteers. The meals are prepared by Warm Sea Hospital, which is amazing because they do a phenomenal job of preparing those meals for us daily to take to those homebound individuals. And they charge us a very nominal fee for those meals, which helps so many people that sometimes can't afford to even make a donation towards
right.
their own meals. And then they also donate the milk, the water, and the fruit.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're probably delivering to some people that they might not have the ability to cook, you
Correct.
Know, to get up and to go stand in front of a stove or whatever the case may be. So when you deliver that hot meal,
mm-hmm.
whoa, that's worth a bundle to those people.
I can't tell you. Sometimes our volunteers are the only people that those individuals see all week long.
Yeah.
They're here, they're alone. I had a gentleman call me yesterday, and the volunteers came back and they told me he really needs some help. And so we were talking, and he said his son left town, and he's alone, has no one. The only meal he gets right now is our meal.
Wow.
So it's hard sometimes because you just, you know, your heart aches for these people. So I'm so thankful that we have the Meals on Wheels program and that Warm Sea Hospital and Terry Hoover and his team help us with that, because we have about 130 homebound individuals that get a nice hot fresh meal every
wow.
day.
Wow. That's fantastic. And it does pull on your heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially when they come back and tell you a story like that. Because then you're like, okay, mm-hmm. how do I help this guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I fix this?
Yeah. And what's amazing, too, the volunteers, I print out a route sheet, but all of my volunteers are pet lovers as well. And so the pets' names are always listed in the notes section, and they take dog treats. So if anybody ever needs to get rid of dog treats, bring them to me, because we're always packing up dog treats so the pets get fed too when the volunteers go
How
there.
How fantastic is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're very fortunate. And then we also, in addition, for individuals who aren't homebound, they can come have congregate lunch with us every day, Monday through Friday. We serve from 11:30 to 12.
And you have a whole month menu here.
Yeah, the menu has a variety of, you know.
Like today's barbecue chicken, potato wedges, zucchini, and squash.
Right. And so you, as a senior,
that's a great meal.
Yeah, anybody 60 plus can come in.
What time do you serve me? What time do you serve today?
11:30. So we can leave from here, Larry. We can make it.
Yeah, I could be there by 11:30.
And all you have to do, it is not income-based whatsoever. We do suggest a $3 donation.
That for $3?
Yes, yes. That's the suggested donation. We do feed everyone,
wow.
regardless of their ability. They can donate whatever they want.
So how many seniors show up for lunch at 11:30?
We're serving really only about 24 right now.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Some probably still a little nervous about COVID.
Exactly.
And,
so yeah. we are allowing to-go meals. So if they, you know, again,
oh, okay.
if it's hard for them to cook or, you know, to get a nutritious meal, you know, for that kind of a budget, they
yeah.
can still come, and we are allowing them now to take the meals home. That will
okay.
that will go away when things reopen back fully. But right now we're only allowed to seat about 18 people for lunch.
Okay.
So they do somewhat rotate sometimes, but we do have several that come in and just get them to go
Now, these lunches, is Warm Sea making this too?
This is all Warm Sea. So what we do is I have a part-time rec aide who comes in the morning. He, at 8:30, he rides up to the hospital, and he picks up all the meals that are for our homebound individuals,
right.
And then we put some of them in the oven and keep them warm until lunchtime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a great program, but it is only from 11:30 to 12. We serve our last lunch at 12 because right now, especially, we're in one building. So
yeah,
we're sharing.
Things to do, yeah.
Yeah, we're sharing that with
clear
all
your
the
table. It's bingo, folks. Move your piece of pie there and get your bingo sheet out.
I am sometimes. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to just sanitize this area here.
So, yeah. So obviously, Clorox wipes are your friend there, huh?
Well, actually, we have to have a special spray, but it's basically, yeah, it's chlorine or, yeah, bleach water that we have to have, and we analyze it every day to make sure it's the perfect sanitation.
So you're disinfecting, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
We disinfect not only the tables, but the chairs as well.
As the people come in, are you taking their temps at all?
We are not taking their temperatures.
Okay.
We are asking them to please wear their mask when they're not eating or drinking.
Right.
And we try to enforce that as much as possible. It is hard for some seniors, you know.
Oh,
it's difficult for them to breathe and stuff. But we're wanting to remain safe. And we're getting closer and closer now with the so many vaccines being out there. I was on the website this morning, and the college has just tons of them, of vaccines available, so it's very exciting.
We're very fortunate, yeah. All right, let us take a break and give Kim a call. You've got to have a question out there. You want to know what's for lunch tomorrow? We can tell you a veal cutlet. Oh, wow. Okay, stick around. We'll be right back after this. 702-298-1063.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, 702-298-1063. If you have questions, give us a call. The program each and every day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, and maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, beautiful designs, and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, schedule treatments, and problem areas. They can take care of those too. Plus weed control. Call Barron's at 758-5499 if you need those services. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. We got restaurants, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate. That's right, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory is open. Boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art, Boys and Girls Club thrift store, the Watchman. And now, outside, we got jet ski rentals, maybe not today. We got a pet daycare, dollar store, nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. Medical clinic outside. And no, it's not for sale. John Hassett can't buy it. And no, they're not going to tear it down. Arizona Comfort Solutions, experts in comfortable. That's right. If you're not comfortable in your home or your business, well, you got to call them, because that's what they do. Commercial or residential, Arizona Comfort Solutions can tackle your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, or your swamp cooler. Give them a call at 758-2400. They have service contracts where they come out twice a year, or they can also put in a brand new unit that comes with a 10-year warranty. I just did that at my house, so check it out. 758-2400. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And I didn't give you any COVID numbers yet today, but I will tell you that yesterday in Arizona, Mojave County yesterday reported 63 cases. That's 3 days, okay? 63 cases, 2 deaths. Of the 63 cases, 20 were in Bullhead, 24 in Havasu, and 13 in Kingman. Again, the number for Mojave County Health Department, if you need questions answered, 753-8665. This morning, Arizona released their new numbers of 507 cases with 53 deaths yesterday. And we're back with Kim Kuhl here in the studio, and we're talking about so many activities that you put together for these seniors.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I want to mention, too, this is the Bullhead City Senior Campus.
Right.
We are located on Train Road right next to City Hall, between City Hall and Ken Fogarth Park.
Right.
And we're a place where any senior 60-plus can come in and participate with us. I mentioned earlier about exercise, but the one thing that I didn't say is we also have exercise for arthritis. We have an individual who comes in and helps give tips on working with arthritis issues, and he'll help work kind of one-on-one with people, and they do group exercises. He also does a falls prevention class.
Oh, good.
Which a lot of people should really attend that class.
Well, and I used to teach that at the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the little things that you don't think about, like
right.
The type of shoe that you wear.
Yes.
You know, the type of little throw rug you have in your house.
Yep.
And on and on and on. And that extra light at a staircase or whatever. And
yes.
There's so much to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole presentation out there.
And that's what he is doing. So we
good.
Do the falls prevention once a month. We also have monthly birthday parties. We celebrate all of our holidays. We've got our Easter party coming up next week. And we have support groups. We have a bereavement support group that is going to be meeting weekly starting in April, and a caregiver support group. So for people who are taking care of someone, tips and ideas and knowing that what you're doing is okay, you know, sometimes
just
bonding.
And you're not the
bonding.
Only one doing it.
Yeah. There's so many people. I've often, you know, I used to think that being a parent was the toughest job in the world, but taking care of an older adult is
yeah.
really the toughest job. So,
and you know, we say for better or worse,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know what worse is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Greg Idenis with Farm Bureau was in here a few weeks ago, and he was talking about that they now have life insurance policies that, as a part of the policy, it pays for long-term care.
Yes.
So if all of a sudden you've got to put a husband or a wife into like Legacy or Joshua Springs or one of these places, and you're mm-hmm. thinking, how the heck am I going to come up with that kind of money every month?
Right.
They can take it from the life insurance and pay for that.
Yeah, and that is a good thing to look at.
Yeah, it is, and a true benefit, because a lot of these people, the wife can't take care of the husband,
right.
Or vice versa. You know, the husband's a 5'3" little scrawny guy, and all of a sudden his wife is ill, and he's like, I can't get her up and take her to the bathroom. I can't get her up and shower her. And I don't know how to cook for her, 7 days a week, 3 meals a day.
Yes.
And so
it becomes a very overwhelming situation. And that's the other thing I want to say about the center is we are a wealth of information for seniors. I am putting together a resource area within
Good.
The building. We've kind of overgrown it, and I need to get some more racks and things like that. But I'm telling people, please bring your resources in, because I get every question under the sun about
Sure.
seniors. And I'm trying to make myself that person of knowledge on those things. So I've been very successful in helping a lot of people just get connected to the person that they need.
Well, and you spent time in the hospice industry before you took this position.
Hospice
and, so,
and yeah. In senior living. And
so you know those resources a lot.
Yes.
And
yes.
what you don't know, you know someone who does.
Exactly.
And that's the best part. You can call Cindy Head and say, Cindy, who does this? You know,
right.
or whatever.
Right. And, yeah, knowing who the different people are, I've always collected the numbers in my personal phone,
so
it's very easy to pull that up. So we like to be that. We like to be that resource that people know that they can turn to. They can come in, and we'll find them the answers that they need.
Now, you also take care of veterans, right?
We do. We have lots of veterans that come into the community, and we're providing things. We have a brand new program. Well, and I shouldn't say we, not me. I'm not sure where this program is going to take place as of right now. It may be a part of the senior campus, or it may be a part of the Suddenlink building. I'm not quite exactly sure. It's just coming together, and it's called Veterans in Motion. And the executive director is Bob Horn. He and his wife, Nancy, recently moved to town.
Ah.
They ran very successful nonprofits in California. They taught ballroom dancing on cruise ships. They're an amazing couple. And what they want to do is help veterans, either disabled or maybe experiencing PTSD, get into music. And they have instruments already provided to them.
Wow.
They are planning to run 5 classes a week. And I have them written down, but like one day will be ukulele, another day will be string instruments and piano and percussions. And so they've got a whole schedule. And then they want to also put together dances and do ballroom dancing.
Gee.
So they're connected to Mr. Laughlin.
Oh,
so,
it's funny, because as soon as you say ballroom, Don's the first guy I think about that loved up. Ballroom dancing.
They've known him for many years, and so they're already connected there. And we're trying to help connect them to the other people this side of the river to be able to do this for our veterans. So it is being put together right now. There's a lot of moving pieces to this, but I want to give Bob's phone number out. So if any of your listeners see this as a benefit, and I'm sure many will, and want to know more information or want to participate in the Veterans in Motion program, they can call. His name is Bob Horn. His phone number is 760-413-3593. Or you can email him at boblhorn@gmail.com.
Wow.
He's just, him and his wife, Nancy, like I said, they're just absolutely amazing individuals.
How convenient his name is Bob Horn, and he wants to put together a band
of
veterans.
Program.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to make, the goal is they will take a certain number of classes, and then they will be part of the very first Bullhead City veterans band.
So we might in the boombox parade this year, we might have a veterans
boombox,
band.
Maybe yeah. in the veterans parade this
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah, that's beforehand. Yeah.
yeah
that's,
so, I mean, lots wow. of opportunity for this. And like I said, just all the moving pieces that he wants to do. He's looking for volunteers, obviously, to help. You know,
sure.
You can't do everything by yourself. So anybody who
Sean
is
Bristol, if you're listening...
Yeah, there you go. You know what? Yes, yes. That would be a perfect individual.
Yeah.
I've already connected him with Julia Hussett.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, there's some, you know, great individuals that they're getting connected to. Let's see, what else can I tell you about that we do at the center? Oh, we've got ice cream socials, crafts, card making, monthly movies. So we bring up, you know, older movies and just play them. It's fun to watch an old movie in a group setting, and it's a sponsored event, so they have the popcorn machine and they bring
Is that your watch?
It was
making all that noise?
It was, and I don't know why, because it's supposed to be connected to my phone and shut up right now. And then we also do karaoke, and karaoke is very fun.
Well, that's
very
good.
Fun. So we have lots of events, lots of, and I say, if you haven't heard something that interests you, then please come to me because I want to help you put that together.
Anything's on the table, right?
Yes, it is.
763-0193.
They can call that number or 758-1538. Either number will work because both phones are together right now.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. This is so exciting.
I am super excited. This is like my dream job.
Yep. And you're there every day for 8 to 5 or what?
8 to 4.
8 to 4?
8 to 4,
okay.
Monday through Friday right now. Until we get the Nutrition Center open back up, which hopefully will be around mid-May,
right?
Those will be the hours. But then we're going to try and expand on that with maybe some volunteers and things like that.
Okay.
That we can... Because I can't work every hour. I can't work 24 hours a day. but 8 to 4 is what we are right now, Monday through Friday. But after that, we'll be working on expansion programs. I know I've got some group that had asked me very early on when I first started. They're like, we used to play Pass the Trash here every Friday or something like
Pass
that.
Pass the Trash?
Pass the Trash, it's called. And apparently, these people would play until sometimes 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
So they want to come back and they want to do it again. And we're talking about maybe a little bit earlier, like when I close at 4, they could come in and do their thing and, you know, maybe be out of there by 9 or so. But, yeah, they say it's absolutely a blast and the room fills up. So as we get back to normalcy or what our new normal is, look for more things. We do have a Facebook page. If you just search Bullhead City Senior Campus, all one word, it will pop up for you. All of our events are listed there. More details on each of the events, the times, the dates. You can get them there. You can also get them through the city website by going to bullheadcity.com, searching in community senior services. Our menu is there. Our monthly calendar is usually put up about a week ahead of time.
All right. Well, you got a lot going on there.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
I'm so blessed by the number of individuals, because all of these events are sponsored by businesses between Bullhead City and Laughlin. So we're really rocking it so far.
I just want to know when I can go there and see Don Laughlin doing ballroom dancing in the Senior Center.
All right,
Bullhead
I'll
City.
Give you a call when he comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, let me know. Let us take a break. 702-298-1063. If you happen to have a question, you know, our phone does work. You can call. Yeah. We'll be right back after a little Rod Stewart. Okay, Cat Stevens.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving. especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. The emergency room at Western Arizona Regional Medical is sanitized, safe, and ready to care for you. With limited entry points, screening for everyone, and social distancing, we're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit warmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion. It hurts! Oh, it hurts! I felt queasy. I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 etc. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
The ASU at Lake Havasu Changemakers are asking for help for locals in need. The campus is accepting canned food and non-perishable items through March 31st. Donations can be dropped off at the campus administration office at 100 University Way. The Kingman Veterans Resource Fair takes place at the Mojave County Fairgrounds on Friday, March 26th, starting at 10 a.m. VA specialists, Veterans Treatment Court, women's programs, and more will be in attendance. Transportation is also available. Email Todd Baldwin at azdes.gov for more information. A Saturday Easter egg hunt for children ages 11 and younger will start promptly at 9 a.m. on Saturday, April 3rd at Dean Hackett Park in Bullhead City. The egg hunt is free and sponsored by the Elks Lodge 2408.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Yes, I said it was a cat. It was not Cat Stevens. I said Al, whoever I said, but it was wrong. It was Cat Stevens. I know that. Someone texted me here and put me on DJ probation. This is Kansas. Okay, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Walker Service Electric. I know who they are. You know, if you have electrical issues at your home or your business, then you call Walker. It's that simple. They got trucks on the road all over Mojave County every single day. They can take care of new construction, highline power, commercial or residential. It can be something as small as your light flickered and your switch is, you see a little blue light in your switch that could be electrical, you know. Something little, it doesn't matter, anything. Or you want a new light put in, call 718-9444. Put the number in your cell phone because they're available 24/7. Electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. You heard about what they're doing here for all these seniors, making all these meals. How fantastic is that? But they're also serving Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Laughlin with clean, sanitized facilities. So we have the Laughlin Walk-In right here in the mall, faces out to Casino Drive. Then we have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. We have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. We had the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train. We had the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Oh, and then there's this little thing called a hospital on Silver Creek Road. So, yeah, they're taking care of everybody. And if you don't feel well or you have medical questions, you call Claudia. She answers the phone, 763-2273, and she'll transfer you to somebody who can take care of you. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, TWN Communications, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And we got about 4 minutes left with Kim Cool here, and we were talking about all these events and whatnot. But you guys, you actually do a lot of stuff on the computer, too, for these seniors.
Yeah, so we have, as I mentioned earlier, two computers. We also have a smart TV, and we use that to do some of our virtual events. So any days that we don't necessarily have something going on in the main activity room, we put on a program. It's called Cyber Seniors, and it teaches you different aspects of technology. They teach things like, they have like a webinar, and it teaches you things like how to use your smartphone, how to use different apps on your smartphone, cool new apps that are out on smartphones that you can download and use for free, how to do financial tracking, different computer skills, online ordering. People are afraid to do, you know, online ordering many times, and how to do groceries online, things like that. They teach you about all these things that you can do and do them safely and do them correctly.
And right now, that's become very popular, ordering groceries online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you go in and pick them up, or they, like at Walmart, they bring it right out and they put it in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're wearing gloves and masks and everything, and they put those six or seven bags in your car, and you go home, and there's all your groceries.
Right.
You never went in the store.
Right. And some do. There is actually home delivery as well.
Yeah.
I think it's either Safeway or Smith's, I know, does home delivery for people, so for individuals that can't get out. So it helps to teach people about these things and how to use the technology that they have.
You can get more delivered than just Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, everybody's going, well, we can deliver, you know.
Right. So there's a lot of opportunity. I want to just two things. Number one, go over where we are, the Bullhead
right.
City Senior Campus. We're at 2285 Train Road. If you need to contact me by phone, the number, of course, is 928-758-1538. And lastly, I want to talk about an opportunity for all businesses and resources out there in the community. On May 11th, I'm going to be doing our second virtual collaborative resource exchange.
Okay.
So it's a ways away. It's May 11th at 9 a.m. And we will be having the seniors in the center. We will be making a link available to any of our homebound people, as well as anyone who just wants to come in and watch and learn about resources in our community. What I would encourage all of our resources in the community is to make sure you get this link from me, and then you will have the opportunity to just jump on. It's a Google Meets call.
Right.
And you will be broadcast on our big screen TV, as well as others will be able to view this. And it should be really great. I'm also going to have the city record it, and hopefully it will be rebroadcast on Channel 4.
Okay. Very good. You got a lot going on.
We're getting there.
When you go home, you're pretty well whooped.
I am. I sleep well at night.
Well, and on behalf of all these seniors, they're glad you're there.
I hope they are.
Yeah.
I hope they are.
Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. Again, really appreciate you.
We'll do this again in a couple months.
All right, sounds good.
Have a super day.
You too.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul LaVoy is up next with Speak Out live from Lake Havasu City. His number is 854-5687, and he's going to have
the voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.